I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, and you're listening to the Poo Podcast, where we discuss poo of various animals from around the world. Today, we're discussing the dumps of the elephant. Now, to join us is a brilliant, brilliant ivory dealer, Chris Barnes. Chris Barnes, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, and how long have you been dealing ivory?
For about 4 weeks. I'm new to the
Actually,
game.
Actually, 4 weeks. Four weeks. Well, can I just tell you this? This isn't the Poo Podcast. This is a hut. A husk? This isn't a poo podcast. This is a complete and utter rumble. You're going down, mate. You're listening to Small Screen Noise.
90s.
90s. It is indeed Small Screen 90s. I know what you're thinking. Thinking, oh, have you run out of noughties-based shows? And that answer is yes. But I haven't run out of co-hosts because I have one of the best guys in the game. A man who maybe drank a bit too much last night, but for comedy value, it was worth it for all of us. Give it up for Chris Barnes.
Hello, everybody. I'm hungover.
Chris, hungover.
I've got morning voice as well.
Morning voice, have you had anything? Do you ever hangover cure for like after Chris has been out on the town?
I always have coffee when I come in, but I think that's probably a silly thing to do.
Yeah, not if you want to go to sleep.
No, it's meant to sober you up. It's meant to sober you up.
Is it? Apparently, milk thistle is what you should drink. Take the tablets before you go out because it like grabs hold of all the alcohol in your system.
Good, I will do that next Saturday.
So you don't have a hangover?
I've got a second stag do to go to.
You are Mr. Stag do at the moment, aren't you?
I am. I'm Mr. Stag.
You are Mr. Stag. That's your name.
I went to one last Saturday, and at the beginning, we're walking past the Slug and Lettuce. I was walking on my own. I hadn't met the group yet. And I saw them stood together, and they're about to take a selfie. So I ran around the back and got myself into the selfie. And then they parted and saw me and went, oh, hang on a minute, Chris, we'll put you in. And I went, I'm in the picture, mate. And they're like, oh, how did you do that? And I was like, well, just saw you coming and I just happened to walk behind you.
I think that's the thing sometimes, though, isn't it? Was it a good stag?
It was a good stag.
I went to a stag so bad a few weeks ago that me and my mate Bradley and his random mate that he invited to make it more fun pretended to start a conga and ran away. Have I told this story on the podcast?
Yeah, I've told this, yes.
Yeah, and I think about that all the time. And we're having another stag tonight to... in honour of the last one. Just me and him. You can come too if you're around.
No more.
You were really happy, man. You were really happy. Like, me and Chris did a gig last night and Chris took full advantage of the free alcohol situation to the point where he brought me on stage. Said, yeah, I'll bring you on to the theme of the 18. And he went, everyone, hey, MJ.
Hey, MJ.
Hey, MJ. Which was great. but it kind of descended into the audience just going duh, 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 duh.
Well, they didn't join in. They didn't understand the rules of the what you do is that is the theme, but then you've added words to it that sound a bit like your initials.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great. What a great gig. If you ever get a chance to go to Feel Good Comedy, do go, because I was there as an act and I loved it. And it was, everyone was brilliant.
And he's not being paid to say that.
I'm not being paid to say that at all. And I'm there again. We're there again, aren't we?
Whee! But it's sold out, so no one can come.
It's sold out, so you can't come, so we won't tell you anything more about it.
I want to talk about axe throwing. Have you ever done
you
axe throwing?
You talk about axe throwing. I'm a dyspraxic man, no.
Oh.
For the good of the public, I've never been axe throwing.
I did it, and our team just kept banging it on the wall. It's meant to go in, and it kept just banging on the wall. And then the staff members swapped over, and then another lady came along. It was more helpful, and went, just walk forward and go like that, and throw it. And we're like, oh, and I got it immediately and got a bullseye.
Really?
Yes, but bloody the bionic man, Simon Baker, he was banging him in from the beginning. And he was just pretending he didn't know what he was up to. And he's like, I don't know why I've done it. Whee!
Can I just say, shout out to Simon Baker. If anyone was going to throw it in and hit it on a bullseye, it was Simon Baker. The man has more energy than anyone like under the age of 20. He just is a ball of energy. Shout out to him.
Yeah, near the end, all of us are like, we want to go home. I've had enough. And he's like, "Wee, where is he getting it from?"
I don't know. But there comes a point now where I think last night, when we ended up, like, I left you at the karaoke for about 15 minutes after Dave's lovely Jager bomb, which doesn't feel the same after three beers. Go, "Wee, Jager bomb. Oh, I'm just going to sit on a train now. Wired." But it was just like, I want to go home. I want to get nice and comfy. But you did you? You did go home and get nice and comfy.
So, well, the second year we played Crazier Golf, which is golf, but it goes up and down and in and out and stuff. And Baker was
Hold
good
on.
As that.
Crazier Golf?
Yeah, Crazier Golf. It wasn't crazier.
In the level of like 1 to 10, how much was it just like normal crazy golf?
It's normal but harder. That's basically what it is.
I mean, crazier golf. Look, you need to have like insane golf when someone just shits on your shoes whilst taking a shot. I think that's the next level. It's probably just a bigger windmill, isn't it, really?
Me, Dave and Simon, we didn't put our scores down. We thought, sod this. So we were just going round and we have no idea what we got. Simon said, we're not doing that. And then we went to have a buffet and then we went to the Stargazer, Wetherspoons, and we all sat around and we're like, I'll go home. Let me go home.
Yeah. It's funny that you followed what Simon said. That's when you know when it's come to its natural end. Wetherspoons is never good for any stag. Like, I think there should be a global ban on people using a Wetherspoons as a starting point or a finishing point or a middle point to any stag party.
No Wetherspoons.
It's never the point. It's almost like a rest stop, isn't it?
Yeah. But
I don't want to use Wetherspoons anymore, but sometimes it's all there is.
And blooming Mickey Flanagan had decided he was going to play the O2 that night. So there was loads of people queuing up, leaving at the same time that we were. I thought we'd not even seen him.
Funny you should say that. I had a message from Dave Dowhy about that and said there were three fights that broke out and someone threw a drink at the support act.
Oh, where someone was saying they didn't like the support act.
Yeah, but don't throw a drink at them. It's like, there's many acts I don't like. I thought about it. Yes, but you don't do it. There's many things I thought about doing.
Did he not know the name of the support act? That would be fun.
It was, I don't know, I'll message him in a bit and then we can give him a shout out. But
Please be Mark Simmons. Please be Mark Simmons. Please be Mark Simmons.
Right, you need to let this lie. And one, I don't know why. That would be the wrong support act, full stop, for Mickey Flanagan's crap. Who's opening, Mark Simmons?
It would be wrong. It would be a very bad lesson, wouldn't it?
It would. What would that mean? Why do you want that to happen? That is a horrible. No, I'm not having that. Why would you want anybody though to die, let alone die, which is bad enough, but at the O2?
No. I was trying to get a link in with the program we've watched.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see what you were doing. I was just honestly going, why would he want that? It's like, you generally have good friends with Mark Simmons. I've seen you both.
No, I didn't mean for a bottle at him. I'm just saying that they were just having a go. And it was a very good lesson, almost like a driving lesson. Driving school.
Hey! Seamless.
Tried six times and I was hopeless.
And when I pass, if I pass, I'm going to drive out of Preston and see my girlfriend.
When I pass, if I drive Brian, I think he'd be a terrible passenger.
This is everything I wanted. And I mean, big shout out to the makers of Happy Campers. I mean, this week as well, where Happy Campers did Lure of the Year awards, I thought was a personal highlight, but it will never kind of hit the dirge and the grittiness of driving school at all. Nothing ever made will be as good as this. And I don't think it was done as a comedy.
Are you sure? Because there were bits.
I don't know.
They cut. They had gold in the can when they recorded this because they must have known what was happening.
I think driving in the 90s as well is funnier because the rules are so very different. Maureen was... I forgot about Maureen from driving school. I forgot about how much she was a cultural icon. They did a This Is Your Life of Maureen from driving school.
Did they?
And This Is Your... That's how much she was on the radar of people, like one of those icons from that era. I think she released a single.
No, she didn't.
Guess what it was?
What was it? I'm going driving
in my car. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm playing it now.
If you can find it, I may have made that up. If I made it up, put a biscuit situation somewhere.
You silly sod, I could have been off then. Been driving in my car. It's not quite a Jaguar. I bought it in Primrose Hill from a bloke from Brazil. It was made in 59 in a factory by the time. It says Lada on the door. The GPO owned it. I drive in it for my job. The governor called me a sloth, but I don't really care. It needs some gas and an open air. Shut up, I am listening. I have got my eyes on the road. It's a bit old, but it's mine. I mend it in my spare time. Just last week I changed the oil, the rocker valves and the coil. Just last week I changed the oil. Last week it went round the clock. I also had a little knock. I bent in somebody's fender. He learned not to park on a bender. Who the bloody hell do you think I am, Damon Hill? I've been driving in my car. It don't look much, but I've been far. I drive up to Muswell Hill. I've even been to Selsey Bill. I drove along the A45. I had her up to 58. Oh. This copper stopped me the other day. Your mistake, what could I say? The tyres were a little warm. They were okay, I could have sworn. I like driving in my car. I'm satisfied I've got this far. Why should I listen to you? I know what I'm doing. Get out of the way. Oh, you're big-headed now. Shut up. I like driving in my car. It don't work much, but I've been far. Oh, sorry. I like driving in my car. Even with a flat tire. Shut up, I'm indicating. I like driving in my car. You
silly sod. I could have been off then.
It's not quite a joke.
Who do you think you are, Jim? Jim?
I'm driving in my car.
Get your hands off the gear stick.
I'm satisfied I've got this far.
I am looking in my rear mirror. Oh, thank you very much. And the same to you. I won't slow down. I'm going to the end of the road. And that's that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, man. Well, where do we start on this journey? The titles as well. The titles to this, where they show every single like driving school student, look like an intern had done them within half an hour. Some video editing software. It looks so bad. It doesn't even look. This was the BBC. The BBC. Like, they had editing equipment back then. This looks like it was done at South Kent College.
Ricky's always said that this was the precursor to The Office. So I assumed that it came around about 2000, so we had to do it. But yeah. No, it was the 90s, it turned out.
It was, and you can see those off where things... I stand by, people who aren't in the industry are sometimes the most funniest people because they don't know. They're not trying to be funny. They're just living their life, and everyone is different. And this is a perfect example of that as well. The idea that your husband is a bus driver and he is terrified of taking his wife out for a driving lesson, who nearly killed them.
He hoots, the person behind hoots, and she goes, "Oh, just over then." And he was like, "No, I've just saved our lives," because there was a bit of me thinking,
"What are you doing, woman?"
There's a bit of me thinking that he should have let the car go just to prove a point.
I don't know if he was a bus driver because he worked at the bus station at night.
Yeah, it just moves them about when...
It just moves them about. I mean, well, he is still driving buses. I take it back. He was a bus driver. And there's a great scene of Maureen cleaning toilets. Of God, you've got to get them nice and clean at the local police station. Which I don't know why that made me laugh so much. And then the voiceover going, she's got to clean a lot of toilets to afford those lessons.
At the local police station, Maureen earns £4 an hour as a cleaner. One driving lesson leaves her little change from 5 hours work.
As you can see, basically, this is my main job. Toilet cleaning, corridors, odd jobs, the bowling alley, etc, etc. That's why, if I have the chance to pass my test, which I desperately want to do, I want to go into business on my own. I want to change. I want to be a freelance cleaner, but not industrial like this, private houses.
Who's the voiceover man? He's used to be on Top Gear.
Oh. Yes. It's one of the original Top Gearers.
Damn. I don't know. Quentin someone?
Tarantino. Quentin Crisp.
Top Gear Quentin.
According to Wikipedia, Quentin Wilson,
that's it.
Perfect choice for this.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the middle of the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back.
So that was Maureen and her husband. So, listener, if you haven't got the gist of this, basically, it's four drivers and they follow their journey trying to pass their test. The next one was a woman, and I didn't get her name, but the bloke driving the car had a massive dog in the passenger seat and wouldn't let her drive because he thought it was safer that he just gave her directions and she sat in the back.
In the back, not next to him. The dog has to go in the front. She has to go in the back.
And it was a big old dog, weren't it?
Yeah, it wasn't like a Jack Russell. It was a Dulux dog.
What do you think about dogs sitting in the front seat?
I think they should be in the back. I think humans should more priority and be in the front than the dog.
I think so. I think that's it. And that's nothing against dogs. We love dogs on this show. But I don't understand. Like, it's really unsafe for the dog. And if you've got a big dog, like a massive unit of a dog, and him just like, and that guy giving the lesson wasn't the best driver.
I love they stop and they still have a conversation and she's in the back and he's in the front.
Turning left.
Right.
You turned left.
Huh?
You turned left.
I said I was going to turn left. Well, I take her out, like, on the road, like, show her what to do.
Oh, he's all right, really. I am learning from sitting
well, I point
in the
out
back
the road signs
with,
and that too, don't I? And the different types of roundabouts and
yeah.
More or less to read the road.
But also, why do you need to take your dog out for every drive?
Oh yeah, why was the dog there? The dog didn't have to be with them.
The dog wasn't needed. Even when there was a cutaway of her and her nine grandkids, the dog was still there, sat in the background.
He was.
And just a dog looking around going, oh, I don't want to be here. And that's the problem with dogs, isn't it? They don't ask to be with any of them families. They just end up with them.
I like when he's driving the car and he just pushes the dog's head down so he can get out.
Do you know what would stop me from pushing that dog's head down? Not having it in the front seat.
He wouldn't be pushing his wife's head down, would he? Get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Pushing a dog's head down. Yeah. Is that like a status thing to show off that he's got a dog? Like, I've got a dog now. The whole world needs to know that I've got this dog. Now, her dream was to drive so she could drive around her grandkids,
but
all nine of them.
Yeah, I thought that was dangerous, going to drive all of them around.
90s driving was very different from today's driving. Like, now if you've got, like, one child in the car, they have to be in the seat and wrapped in bubble wrap. But, like, back when we were kids, I'm not having to go out with my mum. I do that in therapy. I'm joking, mum. But like in the back seat as well, I remember times there was at least five of us on the way to the pit. Two seat backs, the one in the middle to fend for yourself. My granddad was the worst because he used to put down the armrest of his car. He had this lovely old car and used to sit me on it so I could see what he was doing in the front seat. And I think now, could you imagine letting like a three-year-old do that, right? Yeah, just let him sit on the armrest.
Maureen was driving a Lada, which doesn't have power steering, and it has a massive steering wheel. So it must be really, really hard for her. She needed an automatic. That's what she needed.
She was quite small.
Yeah.
She was very, very small, like, to be driving. And that steering wheel, she might as well have been steering a ship. Do you ever think anyone's ever done that? Like, got a camper van or something and just put in a ship's wheel? Like, you know, one of those big wooden ones.
Yes.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
Is that behind you? Is that for when you pick your hats? Are they all stuck on the wall?
They're all stuck on the wall, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never noticed them before.
I've just put it up recently. For the listener, I have a selection of hangers where I stick my baseball caps because I'm that guy.
I'm slightly closer to the camera because I've moved my thing over there. And that makes no difference to what you can see, but it's a little bit different in here.
I'm at a different angle today. I think that's why you've never noticed. I've been up there for about a month. I have six hats. Well, I had seven, but I left one at the gig last night, but it was a Primark one, so we're all right.
Well, you left it there.
Yeah, I only realised when I sat on the train, I thought, I had a hat.
Well, we are going back Wednesday. You can ask them if they've still got it.
Has anyone seen that £3 black Primark hat?
For £3? Oh, no, never mind.
No, I still care. It's still my hat, mate. Once you purchase a hat, it's your responsibility.
I've left my Hawaiian shirt, the original blue one, at the Museum of Comedy by accident.
Was that just so you hope they framed it and put it in an exhibit somewhere?
I was hoping they framed it and they put underneath it Milton Jones. So...
Is that what you... Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah, I really hope that happens for you.
I've also left a white shirt there as well. And I was hoping I'd get to the final. Not because I wanted to win, because I wanted my shirt back. And I thought, there's no reason to travel there apart from... It's the original one. It's the first ever true field goal. What happens if someone wants to put it in a museum one day?
Well, this is it, man. It's weird, isn't it? Because you can't really phone up the venue and ask them to send it back. Because there was an act on the circuit. I won't name names because... I don't know if I want it to be said.
Simon Baker.
No, it wasn't Simon Baker. It would have been brilliant if it was. But I used to run an alternative night in Folkestone. And for some reason, they thought it was funny to dress down to their pants and put a ball gag in the mouth and shout, whip me, whip me, whip me. But they left their ball gag and had to message the venue going, can I have my ball gag back? Yeah, short story is, didn't pay the postage on it. So they never got it. Oh, memories.
It's quite funny, she said, how fast are you doing, Maureen? And she said, about 32. And she goes, well, it's closer to 40.
I remember in a later episode of this, just from my childhood, where she's doing her driving test, the instructor writes left and right on her hands. And I think, yeah, I could do with that, though. Can you every now and then think, what way am I going? We haven't talked about Matey Boy yet.
Who's Matey Boy? Oh, well, the teenager who...
The teenager who wanted Pass to go and drive to his girlfriend in...
That doesn't matter. But he wants to drive to his girlfriend. So he goes on his roller skates to the telephone box to call his girlfriend. So, this is the 90s. I think, this might be the 80s. I think most people had a phone by the 90s.
He doesn't need the rollerblades, does he? And there were more phone boxes back then as well. So you don't need to really go to that. I'm trying to work out, if you went to use a phone box right now from where you live, would you know where the nearest one is?
Yes, but I think they've turned it into one of those emergency things, so I don't think it's even a phone box anymore.
It's weird, isn't it? The more nearer to London you get, the more ridiculous those phone box usages have. Like, there's just one in Greenwich that's basically a cupcake shop.
Have you seen it? No.
Yeah, you put in the code and, like, you could get your box of cupcakes.
From a phone box?
From a phone box, yeah. There's one that's a barista next to it. Mental.
But his dad was playing his piano, his organ.
Or was he?
No, the teenager's dad was playing the organ. Yeah. Yeah, that's all I've got.
Danny's in love, and like all teenagers, he's itching for independence. He's rather keen to escape his dad's organ recitals, too. But right now, the only thing on his mind is his girlfriend.
Bye, Dad!
Trouble is, Gillian lives 200 miles away. For a non-driving teenager, there's only one way to get close.
It's a weird instrument to play the organ, isn't it?
Yeah, not a piano. It's
an organ. I always liked it when they thought, how can we capture the sound of, like, the church? Release an electronic organ.
The way you just said that, release an electronic organ, like it's being released.
Really, you release the electronic organ, like something like Lord Zed would have done. Release the electronic organ.
So Dave comes home from his shift. And he goes, I want to go to bed in a Welsh accent. Yeah. he goes,
can you do it again? Just do it again, because that was amazing.
I've got to go to bed. So he goes to bed. And I thought she was going to wake up again and think, no, I've got to keep looking at my notes. doesn't want to look at the highway code. She wants Dave to ask her questions in the middle of the night, asking them about, I've got to do it, Dave. Come on, wake up.
Oh, it's not bloody good. Look, David, it's no good. We can't go on like this.
What, no?
I've got to do it, please.
Oh, all right, I'm tired, but I want to...
Well, how do you think I feel? It's not only a theory test. I've got 2 hours of driving before that.
All right. Like, I'm absolutely shattered. I'm in a cold all night.
Look, love, I'm nearly in tears. I've got to do it.
In windy conditions, you need to take extra care when... passing pedal cyclists, using the brakes, taking a hill start, making a hill start, turning into a narrow road.
Passing cyclists.
Oh, I got that one right, didn't I?
I really feel sorry for Dave.
Poor man.
Because he works nights and she gets angry very quickly. Like, there was one thing, like, she nearly, like, killed him, hands down, but she gets angry so quickly. If that was me, I'd just pay for lessons.
Which when what? Say it again.
If I was Dave, if I was in that scenario, there'd be no way I'd be in that like seat next to her trying to do lessons. I would pay someone to go and give driving lessons.
Yes.
I would work 17 extra shifts and just so I didn't have that stress in my life. Dave puts up with a lot on a daily basis.
Streetwise.
Streetwise.
The driving instructor. He wants to go freelance with his friend and join Streetwise, but he can't because he's got a family and also he's got to give 10% of his earnings to the church.
It's funny you should say that because talking to churches, it's come to light that I might have been part of a cult as a teenager, but I'm still looking into this at the moment. Do you know what the worst thing is of this as well? Like, as a normal person, you'd take a while to digest that. What was the first thing, Chris, that I thought as a comedian, I might have been part of a cult as a teenager. What do you think my head went to straight away? Go.
You're a Mason. I don't know what you're getting at.
I thought I could get a show out of this.
Oh.
No, I'm a Mason. I'd love to be a Mason.
What was the name of the cult?
So it's basically all stems from this thing called the 9 o'clock service. That was a church service which turned into a church within the Church of England. And I've been doing a bit of a deep dive. Just something else, isn't it? Something else from my lovely childhood that's very tainted.
You joined a cult. Were you the cult leader?
Was I the cult leader? Could you imagine? I think I may have started a cult by accident.
That's what I thought you were saying. I thought you were saying that
No. Oh, my God. The only cult I have in is my fan base.
What was the thing she said about parking? She said, if you're cooking, you need all the ingredients, but once you put them in, I can't remember what she said. She said this.
Don't oversteer, little move the car, isn't it? It's like baking a cake once you've thrown all the ingredients in, it's too late to taste it.
It's made me want to watch it again. I very rarely do this podcast and think I'll finish the series in this. Yeah, I very rarely want to do this podcast, but still I'm here.
What's that comedy night poster from?
It is from the Bradstow Mill. It's just nice, isn't it? And it's got me as this headline underneath. Ooh. I just thought it's a nice one. I don't usually put them up. A good size one, that. And that's why it's sold out, because big poster, good advertising. There's some tips for 60% of the local clubs.
The people that made this are arseholes. because there's Joan who passes a test, spoiler.
Yeah.
And then there's Maureen that obviously hasn't and is crying. So Joan's all happy in one scene and then Maureen's crying, going, I'm still gonna try and do it. I thought,
imagine being her husband if she hadn't passed, so like you feel sorry for Maureen, but imagine being, oh God, I've got to go back out on that after putting buses away. I don't want to do that.
Is this your Welsh?
You killed me twice.
Is this your Welsh accent?
I really can't do accents.
Oh shit!
I got banned from the radio for doing accents. Not for doing accents, but doing accents. All right, Chris, you look like you're hanging out a window.
Shall I find a pen?
It's trying to find a pen, everyone. This is the excitement you don't see when listening to this in audio form. Wash, Bill is back.
Oh, I still haven't got one. Oh, this is
he's got a pen, but he needs a good one because Chris is the type of person who will surround himself with pens, but not particularly good ones.
Sharpie!
Yeah, I'm here.
Ow! What? No, I was talking to Pat Sharp.
Sharpie! Yes! You're back. Why did you need a pen for?
Because we're getting to score time.
We are getting to score time.
Paul next week is going to have a couple of twins, but he's only have one of the twins, apparently.
Paul. What a lad. What would you give Driving School? I'm thinking about it.
Well, we've got to give it 90s score, so it's out of 90. I'm thinking 89.
I'm thinking 89. It's got everything you want. I think it's up there for Petswing Prizes.
Yeah, I'm thinking if we give it 89, I think it's beating Petswing Prizes from the old school.
I'm just thinking about it. Like, I could picture like everyone in the country talking about this. I'm picturing the old man in the staff room right now having a cup of tea with the lads going, boys, can you watch that Driving School?
But it was what started... Well, but they say, oh, it was a docu-soap. It wasn't. Yeah. It was a documentary about people learning how to drive. It wasn't anything to do with the soap. It was just a documentary.
Yeah. Well, I think, I suppose it was just a documentary. Docu-soap sounds a bit more...
Yeah. Docu-soap is...
more sellable, though, doesn't it?
No, docu-soap is TOWIE, isn't it? Where some of it is real and some of it isn't.
Well, I suppose, yeah.
Which we'll be doing as well. Would you Love Island?
Love Island. Nah, you're all right.
The original one.
The original one. Just an island full of love.
They're doing one for old people, aren't they?
Oh, is that actually happening?
I think so. Davina McCall's doing it, which Davina McCall isn't that old.
I think she's 50. I think they're doing it for 50 pluses.
Can you imagine it? Oh, at 9:30, everyone in the house is asleep. I'm gonna get me 8 hours in. You come in, Maureen. You want to come? You want to come and sit down and just have a little chat? Go on. What you want to give it? 89. It can't be 89. It's out of 90.
I want to give. Yes, it could be 89 if it's out of 90. What are you on about? You mad bastard.
Yeah. Yes. No. Sorry. I thought I said. I thought. I
have you forgotten how to count?
I thought I said 98, which was.
You can't give it 98. No, because it's out of 90.
Yes. Yes. I know. That's what I was. That's what I thought. Yes.
Oh, mate.
Salette.
You're winging this. You are winging this.
Salette.
Lock
it
in.
Have an open fruit, Paul.
Okay.
Driving School, and a big round of applause to Chris. Is that minor breakdown of realising 89?
Could have been 69. Anyway, he's still on. He's hungover. He did karaoke. He got the right.
Do you know
train
how
home.
I knew you were drunk last night? It was what? When we were outside and we were having a chat. And out of nowhere, went, those new headphones are shit. Something you'd never say. I'm currently angry at the stand and my headphones. And I went, well, I've got new ones. Well, they're not new ones because you said they were new and they don't work properly. And I went, no, they are new ones. And you would believe that I'd bought new headphones to replace the other ones. Are you remembering this now?
Well,
are you remembering the conversation we had?
I don't think I said it like that.
It came from nowhere going, well, I've replaced them. Okay. And they were shit. I told you. We had that production meeting.
Right, so bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I didn't go, yeah, that's shit.
Well, words to that effect.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.